Our first reading today is from Acts chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. As they were speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, greatly annoyed, because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they arrested them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who had heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to about 5,000. On the next day, their rulers and elders and scribes gathered together in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and all who were of the high priestly family. And when they had set them in the midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our epistle reading today comes from 1 John chapter 3, beginning with verse 16. "By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our heart before him. For whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. Whoever keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand now for the Alleluia in verse. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Well, with all the shepherd talk today, we should be hearing a lot of baas, right? Every morning, today, you and I, we are constantly being bombarded by noises. We hear a lot, even as we come to this building and we hear everything that is said, read, and sung. But the reality is, not every one of you will listen to everything that is read, said, or sung. Listening is much more involved. We know that, right? Our spouse talks to us, and we only pick up about every seventh word because our attention is somewhere else. Our children, they may hear us when we say, pick up your room, but have they really listened and put it into practice? That's a hard one. And sometimes as we get older, even our hearing starts to fail, and so listening gets even more difficult. And you know, of all the things that are bombarding us, all the noises, there's only a little bit that we actually hear and tune into and listen to. With all our current technology and social media, there's an even greater increase in the number of voices that are coming at us. And it's rather overwhelming to know what voice to listen to. So do we always have discernment about who gets our attention? I mean, it stands to reason that we ought to listen to those who care about us, but do we always recognize who cares about us? I mean, who really does lovingly care for us? And how do you even know? And that's why our scripture today on this Good Shepherd Sunday speaks to us, because it teaches us that Jesus is the shepherd who cares for you. You know, the people in Jesus' day, they heard a lot from their spiritual leaders. For generations, their people had heard a lot. Long ago, there had been Moses and the prophets. They had been faithful, caring voices that recorded God's loving words in the sacred scriptures. But in more recent years, actually, four centuries by this point, the prophets had been eerily silent. And those who were to teach and interpret the scriptures, well, they would become less than faithful to their duties. The Pharisees and the chief priests, mostly Sadducees, had become self-serving shepherds, protecting their places of honor, but caring little for the people. Then came Jesus. He made that audacious claim that he was the good shepherd. Now, we know that the word good can be translated as noble or excellent. We also know that no one but God is truly good. And yet, Jesus calls himself the good shepherd. And a shepherd's job is never easy. It's tiring and hazardous. In the context of Jesus' statement, there's a point of contrast to those who were bad shepherds, like the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and what he calls in our text as the hired hand. You see, that person is distinguished out by his lack of care and commitment to the sheep. When danger comes, he flees. He looks out for his own self-preservation and his own self-interest. The good shepherd owns sheep so that, well, the good shepherd owns the sheep because he has a commitment to them. And unlike those other shepherds, Jesus cares for his sheep. He does what's necessary to protect them. And you know, what is it that Jesus does? What did he do? He laid down his life for the sheep. He put his life on the line for sheep, for us. Ordinarily, shepherds protect sheep, but they don't die for their flocks. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, cares so much that he's willing to come between his flock and the danger. And when trouble comes, the hired hand won't take any risk. He disappears. But Jesus stays. Jesus stays willingly, putting himself between danger and his beloved sheep. You see, that is what a good shepherd does. And maybe we need to listen to that word a little bit more. Because Christ loved the sheep. He loves his people and gave himself up for them. He surrendered, he did all for his people. Jesus gave himself even unto death, but then he took back his life in the resurrection. After all, John records, "I lay down my life that I may take it up again." The resurrection is just as much God's plan as Jesus' death was. And so that word shepherd is what Jesus uses to identify himself. And for you and I, maybe we need to look around for other examples of shepherds. You know, I think of those, people in high-risk vocations, first responders. Everyone else is running away from the problem, but they run toward it. I think of those in our military who also go into battle while the rest of us are trying to stay safe from harm. You and I, we have examples of this good shepherd in those kind of folks. I also think of school teachers as they shepherd all those little ones around. And how difficult that is, because all those little ones, if you've ever watched a kindergarten class, they all like to go their own direction. And they're all caught up in all their own thoughts. And they don't know where they're going, but boy, they can be in trouble in just a second or two. And that teacher has to be on high alert always to herd them in and keep them safe. And so you and I today, we are given this image of a good shepherd. And you and I are also shepherds called by God to help in keeping his people together. You know, sometimes we don't think of that as part of our baptismal calling, but we are called individually for the whole body. And we all have our parts to play. And so maybe it is that your part of being a good shepherd in this congregation is to care for other members. You know, when you see someone that's missing in the pew in front of you, you check them out and see how they're doing. Or maybe when you find out through the prayer chain that someone has been hospitalized, you call up and see if you can take a meal to them. And maybe, you know, when someone experiences a death in their close family, you even show up at their home bearing things that are necessities because they haven't had an opportunity to shop. So maybe you even bring some of your COVID toilet paper to them. You see, not used, mind you. And so a shepherd is one who is in tune with the needs of those around them. And you and I are indefinitely a part of that. But of course, there is one shepherd, right? One good shepherd. who is Jesus. He is the one who cares for us, as we heard so much in Psalm 23. The Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. And so the promises made by God to us are so much more. If we would just listen to them and take them to heart, boy, we could save ourselves a lot of anxiety and strife. You know, even though I come to the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. How can that be? And yet, you and I, as believers in the resurrection, this Easter season, know that death is undone. Jesus is the firstborn from the dead, signifying there are going to be others born out of death. And so may you and I today know that trust in that good shepherd is so important. To listen to his words. And actively listening is also putting that into practice. Because after all, the valley of the shadow of death can be a long shadow. It can be a long walk. But yet we fear not, because our good shepherd is with us. He's already been down that road before. He knows where all the twists and turns are. He knows where all the places where the road gets narrow. He knows and will guide and direct us. So let us not worry so much about life's end, but about today. And let us focus in on caring for the sheep, caring for those that God is beloved of, that God is a part of, and also to love those who have not yet heard the good news, to know that there is one who is worthy, one who is worthy of the title of Good Shepherd, and that is Jesus. And so we know, because of Easter, that death has been broken, that sin has been forgiven, that the devil has been kicked and is down for the count. So may you and I trust in this good shepherd, because he's only done things to prove himself as who he is, a shepherd who cares for his sheep, not like a hired hand, but one who truly loves, cares, tends, and guides his sheep. May you and I trust in that shepherd, and as we trust, not be worried about all the things we see. You know, I'm reminded, just as one other side note here today, reminded of taking a car trip when I was a teenager and looking out the window and seeing all the stuff going by. On the interstate, we used to travel from Michigan to Kansas, and it was a forever trip for a young person. I remember sleeping, waking up, eating, stopping, going back to sleep again, and being totally worn out. But looking out the window, you saw all this stuff going on. You saw other people on the road. You saw the changing of the scenery. You saw accidents along the way where people were hurt. You saw people of all ages on this trip. And yet, along the way, God is there right beside us. Always. We sometimes forget that even though a parent might be driving the car, who's driving that parent? And that would be our good shepherd, who's guiding and directing. And so may we trust in this day, no matter what happens, no matter what the angles or the truth is for today, that God is with us. And who can stand against us then? Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guide our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.